Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, fight fans, and welcome to this issue of Knuckle Up on Sports Action Network Radio. It's your host, George Bowley, sitting in, as always, the editor at the MMA Corner and Scrap Fight Magazine, Mr. Josh Davis. He'll be with us within 5 minutes. I know he's going to be a little bit late. But we actually do have a lot to talk about. You know, we have the death of Kimbo Slice. We have the Bellator event. We have a World Series of Fighting event tonight. And it's just a lot of things, to talk about and try to find out, you know, tonight. We also have Galvan and Dantes, too. They've done the weigh-ins. This is going to be a very exciting fight because the roles are reversed. Galvan now is the champion and Dantes is the challenger. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see how this fight card, and it's going to be a very good fight card. Don't take this card for granted, quite honestly. So that being said, I'm going to wait for Josh to call in. Also see if we had any feedback from, you know, the results, what Kimbo Slice actually died from. Very tragic. He was supposed to be fighting on a Bellator card in the UK, so everything virtually had to change with that card as well. And there's a lot of things swirling around his death that, you know, we're going to get some clarification on as well, too. And, you know, same time tonight we have a fight card, like I said, World Series of Fighting fight card as well, too. So, two great nights of MMA. Just have to be able to either TiVo or have two TV screens ahead of you. You know, Mike Ricci's fighting on the card, too, with Jason High. So, it should be pretty good. What's going on, brother? Welcome to the show.
Oh, just gearing up for an MMA packed weekend. Three events tonight, one tomorrow. A lot of good fights going on, like you just mentioned. Mike Ricci and Jason High. I had the opportunity to interview both those guys on my radio show here in Denver this week. And, man, both of them they're both ready. I'm excited for that fight. I think it could steal the show.
No doubt about it. I mentioned Bellator and I mentioned World Series of Fighting. What's the third event tonight?
RFA's tonight. So RFA 39 is tonight.
Okay, definitely. Definitely check that out on Access TV as well, too. Really quick, let's get to it. You know, there's been a lot of rumors flowing around, since Kimbo had passed away. One of them that I've been trying to track down, and maybe you can help me, is the fact that there was a rumor out there that basically stated that he had some cardiac problems before that have been made public. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so part of the steroids that he got, that he tested positive for when he fought in Texas against Dada 5000 was specifically for a person's heart. So the fact that he was knowingly taking this medication, you know, lets us all know that he knew that he had this condition. And the other thing it lets us know is that somewhere along the line, either Bellator really dropped the ball with their doctors or they also knew about this condition.
And how serious is that? I mean, when I say serious, I'm talking to the point of, okay, obviously he didn't pass away in the ring. You know, Dada, like we've always said on this show and have mentioned a couple times, it was very close for him. He was having multiple heart attacks in the ring while he was fighting, and his heart actually stopped for a moment. You know, So we know that about him. But how serious is it?
You know, honestly, very serious. He absolutely could have died. He could have died doing anything. You know, not only fighting, but just simply walking up the stairs. Anything that caused his heart rate to raise and be faster, absolutely could have been detrimental to him. So it was very, very serious. Now,
no
here's
doubt
the
about
other
it.
Thing. I was not in the conversations that Kimbo had with his own personal doctor. So it's possible that his own personal doctor said, hey, take this medication, and yes, you can fight. You can do any strenuous activity that you want. This will make your heart strong enough to handle it. So, you know, again, without being privy to those specific conversations, no one truly knows what was said between him and his doctor. And from my understanding, the only conversations were private between him and his doctor. So unless his doc actually comes out, which he won't, but unless he does and says, hey, this is what I told, you know, Kevin Ferguson, we're only going to speculate. We're only going to have rumors to go by, because there's only two people that actually know, and one of them, God rest his soul, is no longer with us.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt about it, you know, and it's definitely tragic. And obviously he got cleared to fight. You know, let's make no
yes.
mistake about it that, you know, he did get cleared to fight.
Yes, and Bellator was very clear about it. You know, they even released his tests and said, yes, that he passed all of the medical requirements, that he was cleared to fight, that, you know, every doctor that looked at him, just like every other fighter, he was good to go.
All right. Well, what's the fallout from his passing? Is there any fallout? How's the company recovering from that?
Well, I think the fallout is going to be more stringent medical testing, but, you know, as much as I hate to say this, because Kevin's not here to defend himself as a person, you know, everybody loved the guy. He was very likable. But a lot of people speculated that he was, you know, using steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. So other than more testing and more physical tests to actually get cleared to fight, I don't think there will be any fallout from this. You know, it's, again, these professional fighters, whether they're putting stuff in their body, they all know it. And so it's a decision that they make. They know the pros and cons. You know, none of them have ever done something without thinking about the risk. So do I think it'll clean up the sport? No, because people still make their own decisions. And so, no, I don't think we'll see any fallout or any significant changes or anything to that effect, other than, you know, maybe an additional cardiology exam, you know, something related to the heart to make sure that it's truly okay to compete.
Yeah, man, no doubt about it. You know, you could tell by his physique, not to say that he was unusually muscular and things like that, but, you know, people just have a look. You know what the natural look
yeah.
looks like, and you know what the medicated look looks like. And I have to be honest, it wasn't any real surprise to me when he popped after his test,
yeah.
after his fight with Dada. It wasn't really a surprise to me at all. You know,
no, and again, I don't want to be disrespectful of him, but just being honest, I would have been surprised had he not tested positive.
So it's definitely something. But fans, you also have to realize too that steroids has been in sports, quite honestly, since its inception. You know, they really
yeah.
have. You know, Josh Barnett used to always make a joke when I spoke with him privately. Was, you know, it didn't matter if it was in the sport or not, because, you know, in the beginning they were knocking out guys who were on the juice and, you know, guys who weren't. Guy Metzger said the same thing, a friend of mine, you know what I mean? Friend of ours, too. You know, it didn't matter if they were on the juice or not, because they were getting knocked out, too, like everybody else. So that's just how the sport was and continues actually to be. Don't forget, any type of steroid, you can still get with a doctor's prescription, from any type of muscle tear to anything else. You know, so it may be illegal to use it for competition purposes, but for medical reasons, you know, there's no excuse or exclusion from it.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And they will move all of them.
So. No, it's very So it's, I don't know. Again, it's a sad thing to say, but I don't see any significant changes, which is disappointing. You know, it's, something's got to change. We've got to find a way to make it safer for all of our athletes to compete. And like you said, they've been on juice forever. Josh Barnett talks about it openly. Tim Sylvia also is another former fighter who openly talks about steroid use, and he also tested positive at one point. The UFC even stripped his title over it. And so, you know, I'm a firm believer, way back when we were doing gladiators, there was some kind of performance-enhancing drug, because that's who we are as people. We want to see excitement. And, you know, taking certain things makes for more exciting fights, makes for more exciting action, makes for more exciting sports, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, fighting. It makes you a better athlete, so people take it.
No doubt about it. Any other news that we should be talking about?
Well, two, not just one, but two bids have been made to buy the UFC for over $4 billion. As we've been saying for months now, expect the UFC to make an official announcement sometime around UFC 200. They're not scheduling fights. They're not booking events. Yes, there's UFC 202 and 205, but that's pretty much it. I really do think that they're just holding off until the final sale goes through, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But I think that's, you know, again, the biggest news, and the UFC doesn't want anyone talking about it, and they're doing all they can to make that happen. But the story's out there. The bids have been made. The sale of the UFC is going to happen.
No doubt about it. You know, a $4 billion valuation, you know, that's a big number for a private company. But the UFC also, too, has done its homework. From the archives that they have, from the companies that they bought, the fighters that they're bringing through, you know, it's definitely a big number. Definitely a big number.
It is. You know, and again, when you think about the fact that they bought the UFC for $1 million, and now they're about to sell it for $4 billion with a B.
Yeah, times change, right?
That's smart business. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, honestly, I don't know what else Dana White and the Fertittas can do with the UFC. I mean, yes, they can continue expansion and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, I don't know where else they can bleed money from, so to speak. So, you know, absolutely, it makes perfect sense for them to sell. And if they truly are going to buy an NFL team like they hope, they can't be involved in casinos.
Yeah, I mean, look, no doubt about it. Everything is $1 billion now. They've done everything that they can do, should do. You know, without the Fertittas, there wouldn't be mixed martial arts. Let's make no mistake about it. The heavy lobbying that they've done to get it legalized in New York, that was all them. That was all them, you know, from the athletes that they had come testify to everything else. So, like you said, I mean, there comes a time in a business model where you have to step away or you have to do something else, and they did it. Every fight company in the world basically owes them a gratitude of thanks for what they've done and what they've been able to do. You know, like I said, without Zuffa, there would not be MMA as we know it today. There just wouldn't be it, you know.
No, without Zuffa, MMA would still be underground, you know, backyard brawl type stuff like it was before Zuffa. I mean, the whole reason the UFC came about is because of the Gracie Challenge, which was underground fighting, you know. So absolutely real luck to them. And to be quite honest, I think it is time for them to sell. I think it's the perfect move, you know. And again, if you want to get into the NFL, this is how you make it happen. So, no, I think it's perfect for him.
Yeah, man. No doubt about it. Any other major news?
You know, not major news. You know, there's rumblings about Ronda. She's, you know, been in the gym training and that kind of stuff. But again, guys, I want to be very clear. She's training because she needs something to do, not because she wants to fight. She wants to become a mom. She wants to get married. She wants to have a family with Travis Brown. And you can't do that when you're fighting. You can do that while you're acting, though. And so, again, expect her to continue to act, and don't expect her to come back to the octagon anytime soon. Other news that I want to clarify, because I've gotten a lot of questions over this, and that's the return of Brock Lesnar to UFC 200. Essentially, what happened is the WWE traded Brock Lesnar to the UFC for one event in return for Paige Van Zandt. So what's going to happen is Brock Lesnar gets to fight Mark Hunt at UFC 200. Paige Van Zandt gets to participate in SummerSlam. In addition, the UFC is going to run promos for SummerSlam on their event the night before, which I believe is Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, too. So for both companies, it made sense. You know, the WWE gets everything that they want. The UFC gets a known pay-per-view draw to help cover the costs of losing Conor at UFC 200. It's a win-win. But no, Brock Lesnar is not coming back to the UFC full-time. He will not have another fight outside of Mark Hunt. This is a one-off. He will have to finish out the 4 years remaining on his WWE contract before he gets any more UFC fights.
Look, smart by him, you know. Dip his toe back in it to see if something really that he really wants to do or he doesn't want to do. You know, like I said, they were rumblings, but there's also been some type of confirmation, too. Really, the fight that broke Brock Lesnar was Cain Velasquez. And I said it on this show, I think, last time we spoke. There's always a fight that breaks a fighter. And depending on what happens in that fight will determine if they ever fight again. And obviously, we saw, you know, Brock was never the same after that fight. Never the same after that fight. I mean, he even had a win, and then the moment he won, he just retired. You know, unexpectedly, this is the last time you're going to see me in the ring, you know. So you can't tempt fate too many times, should I say, you know.
No, you can't. You can't. And, you know, honestly, I think Mark Hunt's a bad matchup for Brock. You know, yes, if Brock gets this fight to the ground, yes, he can beat Mark Hunt up, but every fight starts on the feet, and he's going to have to, he's going to eat some of the Kiwi shots, and I don't know that he can. So I do. I think Mark Hunt is a bad matchup for Brock.
Yeah. I think it's a bad matchup for him, too, because Mark knows how to punch inside. That's the difference when you're dealing with a puncher. A guy who knows how to punch inside, okay? People who have amateur striking skills don't know how to do that. Their punches are very wide. Their punches are very long. That's why they miss their target. But if you have a seasoned striker, you know, who knows how to do that, it becomes very dangerous because that means Brock, you know, can get hit with anything, an uppercut, a short hook, anything. And that type of power coming, it's a short night. It's definitely a short night. I just hope that he's been training, again, to take punishment. And what that means is you desensitize, as everybody knows with anything. You desensitize if you're not used to taking shots. But these aren't just anybody's shots. You know, these are shots from a professional fighter that can put you to sleep, night-night, one shot. You know, and you really can't prepare for that, but your body has to be able to expect that type of punishment. And I just hope that the fight doesn't resort back to him looking, what's the word, amateurish, you know, because
yeah.
I don't think that would be great for him either. You know what I mean? I mean, flinching like it's his first fight, rhythm is not there. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think that would be a great fight for him either.
No. No. No, it would not. And so, I don't know. I think, you know, Brock's biting off a lot. Hopefully he can chew it up. We'll have to, you know, we'll see UFC 200. But those are the big news tickets that are going on right now.
Okay, cool. What about these two fight cards? Well, three fight cards we have tonight. We might only have time to cover two. But we can get right to them, you know. Galvan Dantes 2. How you like this fight card?
I love this fight card. I think Bellator's put together a solid card. Is it the best card they've ever done? No. But is it going to be a solid night of fights? Yes, it is. And I'm excited for the main event. I'm looking forward to this rematch. I think it's going to be solid. I think Dantas gets it done, but I wouldn't bet money on that either. You know, to me, it truly is a pick'em fight, and I'm excited to see it.
No doubt about it. You know, I think Dantas is hungry. You know, I definitely think he's hungry, but he caught Galvan with a punch that I don't want to say was a lucky punch because he threw it. You understand? But
yep.
Any other fight, Galvan would have seen that punch coming and it would have been something different. You can't recreate those kind of situations, and I hope Dante doesn't come in thinking that this is going to be the same fighter that he fought. You know, it may not be. The pressure may be hard enough where, you know, he may crumble. So definitely interested in the main event fight. Look, I like it. I think, like you said, I think it's going to be a great night of fights with Bellator, but I kind of see this fight going a little bit differently. So we'll see. We'll definitely see. I mean, I think Eduardo can do it, but I think Galvan has more to lose in this particular fight.
Definitely. And Dantas just might get his ass whooped, you know, just point blank. He, like you said, if he's not in the right mindset and if he's thinking, oh, this is the same fighter I fought last time, he's going to get whooped. So he's got to be mentally prepared. He's got to be ready to, you know, fight a guy that he's never seen before. And if he's not, he's going to be on the short end of the stick, that's for sure.
Short night. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of other fights here, but we only have like 6 minutes. Let's move on to the World Series of Fighting. I mean, look, there's a heavyweight championship fight. We have the co-main event with Jason Hive. You know, World Series of Fighting, ladies and gentlemen, I know they've been, what's the word, rather quiet. But from what I understand, they plan on coming out with a whole new format in the next couple of months.
You know, I actually just talked to Ray Cifo the other night, too, and he wouldn't break everything down for me, but he did say expect to see some big things coming from the World Series of Fighting, that, you know, they have some changes on the horizon that they think will truly solidify them as the top promotion outside of UFC and Bellator. So I'm interested to see what they have going on.
Now, when he says top promotion, is that a guaranteed number three, or he's just, you know?
He says that they will be in the conversation with the UFC, Bellator, and World Series of Fighting.
Okay. That's great. Look, it's great for the fighters, too, because if NBC can pull this off, that means what? Everybody gets paid more money for them. You know?
Absolutely.
If you've ever lived the fighter's life, it's not easy to support a family, support yourself with fight money. It's just not. You do this strictly out of love. And I'm not just talking about mixed martial arts fans. I'm talking about boxing. I'm talking about kickboxing. You first do it out of love. You really can't make a living on this until, you know, you pay your dues. And you pay your dues up front. There's no give-me's. You know what I mean? Damn in advance.
None. Exactly. Exactly.
So.
But I do look forward to tonight's World Series of Fighting Card to be awesome. The main event between the champion and the challenger, Josh Copeland, is going to be a real exciting fight. And then, as we said, the co-main event between Jason High and Mike Ricci just might be the best fight of the weekend. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I know you're on the road. Where are you off to?
I am actually driving between one prison facility to another. So just taking care of business during the day. Making sure my community
is safe. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, and
all right, I do want to ask you about this because I think this is also interesting. So this is Rory McDonald's last fight on his UFC contract. The UFC has actually offered him a contract extension, and he has turned it down, said he wants to test free agency. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, look, I did hear that, and I read it, but he's right. He's right. Other organizations are going to come out and, you know, pay some money, plus with the UFC on the verge of being sold. Look, you don't know what's going to happen when it comes to premier fighters or fighters that were on the cuff. For instance, look at all the fighters that got scrapped when the UFC bought their companies. And these guys were in the process of making their way, breaking the top 15, doing certain things, you know, and they couldn't even get, you know, how can I say this? They couldn't even get a hit. And what that means is they were just basically left out in the cold, you know? I mean,
yep.
So I don't blame him at all. I don't blame him at all when you say, look, I want to test the waters and see exactly where I am. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fighting. And, you know, he has a name like Benson Henderson, and, you know, there are still some great fights for him in the UFC, but I'd like to see him fight some other fighters too and some other organizations. You know, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. And if when you're looking at the entire spectrum of it, you know, I think it's a great decision. I think it's a great decision. I think more fighters, when their contracts are coming up, are going to be making those kind of decisions. You know what I mean? I mean, they really are. This guy took a beating when he fought Robbie Lawler to the point that his face was completely mangled. From what I understand, he had to do a lot of reconstructive surgery on his face, and that's painful. That's extremely, extremely painful. And so now what? Is he looking on the top of the horizon, or is he looking at the bottom of the mountain? How many more fights does he have left? What does he want to do
exactly.
in the game? You know?
You know, and again, we talk about this all the time. You got to make as much money in this sport while you can, because your window to do so is very small. And so if Bellator, for instance, is going to not only pay him more money, but give him the opportunity to carry sponsors into the ring and get paid that way, then you got to do it. I mean, it's, again,
yeah.
It's smart business. You have to. You have to.
Yeah.
And same thing, if World Series of Fighting offers him that kind of money, you have to. Because, again, you never know what's going to happen. You never know how long your career is going to be. You got to make as much money as you can when you can.
And everybody seems to forget, but this is mixed martial arts. We only have like 30 seconds left. You're literally one fight away from it all coming down. You know, it all coming down. You're literally one fight away. One bad twist, one wrench of the ankle, anything. And it's over. It's over. And then what do you have? So I think it's a great move for him. I think you're going to see a lot of fighters looking at those particular options, seeing exactly what's available for him. So it's definitely all good.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
That's our show. Don't forget, for this new episode, you can go to the Google Play Marketplace and download the free Sports Action Network mobile app. For the latest MMA news and information, you can go to The MMA Corner. That's TheMMAcorner.com. I'd like to wish my wife a happy birthday, and also check out the latest issue of Scrap Fight Magazine at ScrapFightMag.com. You like how I snuck that happy birthday in there?
That was awesome. Happy Father's Day, by the way.
You too, brother. Enjoy your Sunday. Everybody, thanks
thank
for
you,
listening.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Stay knuckled up. Thanks for sitting in, brother.
Your days at the newsstand are over. Scrap Fight Magazine brings all the world's mixed martial arts action to your computer with a click of a mouse. Read articles, interviews, and feature pieces from some of the world's most respected fight journalists and get the lowdown on the biggest MMA events and fighters from across the globe. And because Scrap is digital, you'll have full access to the integrated audio and video segments. So subscribe now at www.scrapfightmag.com and get your scrap on.